Today, David Maseches Bab Metzia, Daf Pei, the new Mishnah Amud Beis, opens with the halacha. Kol ha'umanin shomrei sacharhein. All people who are in the trades, who are working in different areas of crafts and so on, are considered shomrei sachar, considered guards who are paid. What that means is the level of responsibility that they have for the items that they're working on is as if they'd be guarding an item and being paid for it. As well, on Sadi Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says that a renter, a socher, a person who rents, in the K times the Gemara, but an animal, we'll see an example where a person rents a car, that person has the status of a shomer sachar. You're renting it, you're using it, you also have to look after it as if you were guarding it and not using it, being paid to do so. The Gemara there explains that a shomer sachar has to provide a superior level of guarding from possibility of theft and being lost, geneva, the aveda, and it's chayiv, this person's chayiv, even if the theft happens while most people are sleeping, because that's exactly the time of day in mind, and when people being paid the bigger money. However, that's when things get stolen. However, the Shavuot Chuvah Chatam Sofer Simen Tezayin pulls the brakes and argues that this chiyuv, this obligation, this accountability to guard at night, only applies for Shomer Sachar, whom the Torah says received the money specifically for nighttime guarding. In other words, you have in the contemporary times a private security company that's hired specifically to guard overnight someone's items or a building and so on. But if there was a unique setup between the employer and the employee that he is a shomer sachar, he is a paid guard responsible for theft and being stolen, theft and being lost in exchange for working for the employer, a regular job, then he's going to be exempt from guarding at night, assuming it's properly locked away, whatever the example may be. So Spitz has some cases in Mishpatei Torah, Chelek Beis, where Reuven rents a car that doesn't have comprehensive insurance, and he parks it next to his house and locks the doors. Seems like Reuven did the right thing. During the night, however, the car or the contents in the car gets stolen, and the person who rented the car, who gave the car to Reuven, he comes after him and says, you got to pay. Car got stolen from your driveway while you were renting it. What's the halacha? So we can understand, based on the Chatam Sofer, why Reuven would actually be exempt in this case, is he did what anyone would have expected him, renting a car to keep it locked and keep it in a safe place. In the second scenario, Reuven gives a broken appliance to a mechanic and it gets stolen from the store. If they were stolen despite the store being locked up with multiple locks and a gate over the door, the purpose of which is to provide... This is exactly the fulfillment of being a Shomer Sachar. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to provide that extra layer of security. So he did everything he was supposed to do. And therefore, he's going to be exempt, regardless of whether the item is stolen during the day or the night. The mechanic is not being paid to guard the item. He's being paid to fix the item. So this fact, as he's going to benefit through this item, that's what turns him into a paid guard, a shomer sachar, that status. So it's reasonable to hold him responsible during the store hours if he's carrying it with him, as these are logical times or logical situations for him to be held accountable because it's his work time. But at night, he wasn't paid to watch it. He was paid to fix it. So that makes a lot of sense why we would hold him accountable in one time or the other time. But in the first scenario, when it comes to the rented car, it doesn't matter whether it's night or day. The renter is responsible 24/7. He's not responsible to stay up 24 hours a day to look at the car, but he's responsible to lock the door. He's responsible to put it in a safe location. If he fails to do so and something happens during the day, then of course the halacha is going to be that he's going to be responsible. Sometimes we have to look, not specifically, that's the idea of the Chatam Sofer, we have to look not just at the fact that he's being held responsible to provide a superior type of guarding, but we have to say, well, did he fulfill that in an objective fashion? Because if his whole purpose was not to guard, but to use something or to fix something, then that's what he took it for. If he did the right thing and he did the right job, then those are the scenarios that we'll be able to say he's exempt.